我要读马太福音十六章
，where Jesus spoke about the church that he was going to build。
这边耶稣是讲到他要建立的教会。
That's the first time that he spoke about the church。
那是他第一次讲到教会。
And he says to Peter,
I will,
on this rock I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. Matthew 16:18.
马太福音十六章十八节，他对彼得说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Now, the New Testament church was not to be like that Old Testament synagogue in which the Jews gathered.
新约的教会礼拜堂并不跟旧约的会堂相同。
And we've been considering the last few days about how the Lord Jesus has brought to us something in the New Covenant which is far superior to what people had in the Old Covenant.
我们前几晚也讲到耶稣基督在新约所带来的是比在旧约所带来的更加的超越。
And how we need to understand that in order to enter into those privileges.
我们需要明白领会它，才能够得到这样的权柄。
And Jesus said that very familiar verse that when you know the truth will set you free.
耶稣说到一句大家都很熟的话，他说：“你认识真理，真理就会释放你。”
And that has been a very helpful verse to me.To find out what is the truth.
那边那一节圣经对我很有帮助，使我知道什么是真理。
There are so many people preaching so many doctrines.
很多人讲了很多的教训。
And everybody is using the Bible to convince people of their doctrines.
每一个人都用圣经来做根据，使别人听他的教训。
And I praise God for what Jesus said in John 8:32, You shall know the truth shall set you free.
但是耶稣在约翰八章三十二节说的话，我感谢主，他说，你要明白真理，真理使你得到自由。
And by that simple test, I can find out what is the truth.
从那一节圣经我就知道什么是真理。
Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth.
耶稣说到圣灵乃是真理的灵。
And he will lead you into all the truth, Jesus said.
耶稣说真理的灵会带到真使你带进真理。
When we open our lives to the Holy Spirit, He leads us into all the truth.
我们可以让真理的灵来把我们带进所有的真理里面。
But how do we know whether what we are receiving is the truth?
但是我们怎么知道我们所接受的是真理？
By one simple test.
只有一个测验。
Is it setting me free?
是不是使我得到自由？
We spoke about grace in the first day.
我们第一个晚上，我们第一次讲到恩典。
The law brought bondage.
律法使我们得到捆绑。
But grace sets us free.
但是恩典使我们得到自由。
We spoke about faith.
我们讲到信心。
Faith always sets us free.
信心也一直使我们得自由。
We spoke about humility.
我们讲到谦卑。
Humility liberates us from bondage.
谦卑也从那个捆绑中把我们释放出来。
And every truth can be tested by this one test.
每一个真理都可以用这节圣经来考验。
Is it bringing me to bondage or is it setting me free?
是把我带进捆绑里面呢，还是使我得释放？
It's possible for us to hear wonderful truths from a preacher.But we're still defeated by the same old things we were always defeated by.
我们可以可能从传道人那边听到真理的信息，但是我们时常失败了。
One of the great dangers that Christendom is facing today is the danger of increased Bible knowledge.
现在基督徒他们有一个很大的危险，就是他们对于圣经知识增长了。
We may think increased Bible knowledge is a good thing.
当然这个是一个好的事情。
But if that Bible knowledge does not find application in our life, it's a dangerous thing.
但如果那个圣经的知识在我们生命中没有用出来，乃是一个危险的事。
It's like food.
就好像食物。
Food is a good thing.
食物是好的。
But if the food that goes into my stomach is not being digested,
如果这食物进到肚子里面没有消化，
and I eat more,
我越吃多，
and more,
越多，
and all that is not being digested,
没有在里面不消化。
The food I eat can finally kill me.
那个我吃的食物就能够最后 And so
it can be with Bible knowledge.
圣经的知识也是这样。
But I can study.
我可以读。
And study.
一直读。
And use commentaries and concordances and helps and so many things.
用所有的属灵书籍来帮忙。
But I'm not being set free.
但是我没有得到自由。
I'm getting knowledge, but I'm not getting the truth.
我得到知识，但是没有得到真理。
Knowledge cannot set us free; the truth will set us free.
知识不能释放我们，只有真理才可以使我们得自由。
So when I study the scriptures, I must long for truth, not for knowledge.
所以我读圣经的时候，我必须要盼望得到真理，不是知识。
The devil has got knowledge.
魔鬼也有知识。
He's got all Bible knowledge.
他有所有的圣经知识。
But he's in bondage to sin.
但是他被罪所捆绑。
And we can become like that.
我们也可以像这样。
And that's a great danger.
这是很大的危险。
Because when I increase in Bible knowledge, I can think that is an increase in spirituality.
因为我的圣经知识增加，我以为我的这个属灵生命也比较成熟。
But it's not.
但是不是。
If I'm really increasing in spirituality, I'll become more and more free from sin in my life.
如果我的属灵生命一直长大的时候，我的生命也越得释放。
And here Jesus spoke about the church in Matthew 16:18.
马太十六章十八节，耶稣讲到教会。
The church was not like the Old Testament synagogue.
这不像旧约的会堂。
In the synagogue, they had a congregation who would listen to a preacher.
在会堂乃是那些会众在听传道人。
But in the church is called the body of Christ.
但是教会乃是基督的身体。
In the body, in the human body, there is no outstanding member.
在人的身体没有一样肢体是比较特殊。
A body can be different sizes. A small baby is very small, a giant is very big.
身体可以有多种不同的，有些大，有些小。
A body can be different colors, black, white, red, yellow.
也可以有各种不同的颜色，黑白黄。
But there's one thing that's true about all human bodies, big or small, in any part of the world.
但是不管在什么世界什么地方，不管大小的身体，有一样是相同的。
And that is this,
就是
there is one universal truth about the physical body.
这个关于身体有一个共同点
，that the members of a body do not fight with each other.
身体的肢体并不彼此征战。
That's why the church is called the body of Christ.
所以教会乃是基督的身体。
These two hands of mine have been good friends for 45 years.
我这两双啊，这一双手已经是成为好朋友有45年。
Never had a fight.
他们从来不打架。
You believe that?
你相信吗
？It's not difficult to believe.
不难相信。
Why can't we believe that God can build a church where people don't fight for 45 years?
为什么我们不能相信神建造教会，他们45年也不征战
？If it is the body of Christ.
如果真是基督的身体。
My right leg has never kicked my left leg.
我的左脚也不会踢我的右脚。
They're friends.
他们是朋友。
They work together.
他们一起同工。
If my left hand is hurt,
如果这左手受伤
my right hand is concerned about it and works to bring healing.
我的右手就关心，然后就要擦药给他好。
That is the body.
这个就是身体。
A concern for one another.
彼此关心。
A unity.
有合意。
Even in a small baby.
就算小婴孩。
The baby's hands don't fight with each other.
小婴孩的手也不互相打架。
The important thing is not that our congregation is large.
这个重要事不是说会众很多。
The thing is, are we the body of Christ?
问题是我们是不是基督的身体。
So that's one main mark of the body of Christ.
所以基督的身体有这样的一个主要记号。
That's the church that Jesus is building.
这个是耶稣建的教会。
So we see the important thing is not the size of the body, but the quality of relationship in the members.
所以不在乎于身体的大小，乃在乎于这个肢体上的质量。
And so he speaks here for the first time about the church.
所以主在这边第一次讲到教会。
And he said the gates of Hades will not be able to overpower it.
他说阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And then for the first time, he also told the disciples about something else.
而且第一次他也跟门徒们讲到另外一件事。
And I want you to see the connection between these two.
这两件事有一个关联。
For the first time, he spoke about the church.
第一次他讲到教会。
And for the first time, we read in verse 21, he spoke to his disciples about the cross.
第一次在21节，他跟门徒们讲到十字架。
Notice in verse 21.
我们来看21节。
From that time.
从此。
That means from that time when he spoke about the church.
意思就是他讲到教会那个时候的开始。
There he began to show how he had to go to Jerusalem and suffer and be killed.
然后他告诉门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受死。
And Peter took him aside, verse 22, and rebuked him and said, Lord, forbid it, it'll never happen to you.
彼得就拉他在一旁劝告他说主啊不可以如此。
And the Lord turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you're a stumbling block to me, for you're not setting your mind on God's interests but man's.
主耶稣就对彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧。你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神只体贴人。
Peter's intention was good.
那个彼得本来有好意。
He didn't want Jesus to suffer.
他不要耶稣受苦。
But Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
但是耶稣说撒旦退后吧。
We learn something from that.
从这边我们学到功课。
That the voice that tells me to avoid the cross is the voice of Satan.
凡是叫我避免十字架的声音就是从撒旦来的。
Did we get that?
我们有没有知道这一点
?There was a voice that came to Jesus saying, don't let that happen to you, Lord.
那个声音对耶稣说万不可发生在你身上。
Jesus identified that voice as the voice of Satan immediately.
耶稣马上就知道这是撒旦的声音。
Even though it came through the mouth of his friend Peter.
虽然是他的朋友彼得所讲的。
Even if it comes from the mouth of a good friend of ours,
虽然是我们的好朋友所讲的
the voice that I hear that tells me to avoid the way of the cross is always the voice of Satan.
那个声音如果叫我们避开十字架，那永远就是撒旦的声音。
I need to say what Jesus said when I hear that voice.
我要听声音的时候，我要听到主说什么话。
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦退我后边。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说
verse 24,
24节
He said, it's not only for me, this cross.
他说十字架也不单是为我的。
If any of you want to be my disciple,
若有人
and come after me, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me.
若有人要做我的门徒就要背起十字架来跟从我。
And so we see that Jesus for the first time spoke not only about the cross on which he was going to die,He also spoke about the cross on which his disciples had to die.
所以第一次耶稣这样说到十字架不但是他要死的也是门徒所要背的。
And he explains this cross in verse 25 saying, to avoid the cross is to try and preserve my life.
他在二十五节说如果你要避开这十字架就是要保守自己的生命。
To die on the cross is to give up my life.
如果为在十字架上死就是把自己舍去。
There is a thing called my life.
这边有一样事情就是我的生命。
Which I have received from Adam.
我从亚当所得的。
My pride.
我的骄傲。
My ego, my will.
我的自己的意识。
And that has to go to the death of the cross.
都必须要经过十字架而死。
But I can hear voices telling me that I don't have to go that way.
但是有一个声音又告诉我不必经过十字架。
That's the voice of Satan.
这是撒旦的声音。
There are only two times in the Gospels that we hear Jesus saying, get behind me, Satan.
在新约福音只有两次的圣经说到耶稣讲撒旦退后。
And it's good for us to notice.
我们应该要知道。
Here's one.
这是第一处。
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦退我后边去。
When Satan tried to tempt him through Peter to avoid the way of the cross.
当撒旦借着彼得要试探主叫他避开十字架。
The other time was in Matthew chapter 4,
另外一处是在马太第四章
where the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world in verse 8.
在第八节撒旦把万国的荣华指给他看。
And he said, I'll give you all this if you bow down and worship me.
他说你若拜我就把这一切赐给你。
What does it mean to bow down and worship Satan?
什么意思要匍匐拜撒旦是什么意思
That means just to be a little compromiser in your life.
意思就是说我可以作为一个妥协。
That means not standing true and upright for the word of God.
意思就是不是为着神的话语我要正站的正。
To compromise the principles of the word of God a little bit is to bow down to Satan a little bit.
如果在神的话语上有妥协就是有一点也是向撒旦妥协。
And if I bow down to Satan a little bit, Satan will give me many things.
就是向他匍匐。如果向他匍匐敬拜，他就给我很多样东西。
I can be appreciated by people.
我可以让人家欣赏。
And I can get the honor of the world.
我可以得到世界的这个尊贵。
I can get honor from many believers by compromising my convictions just a little bit.
如果我可以妥协一点的话，很多信徒也可以喜欢我。
But Jesus was upright. He would not bend down.
但是耶稣他永远不妥协。
He wouldn't compromise.
他不要妥协。
And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Verse 10.
那在第十节，耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
Same words.
同样的话。
And what's the significance here?
这边有什么意思在里面？
What Satan was telling Jesus was this.
撒旦跟耶稣是这样说。
He was saying, "You have come from heaven to gain this world."
他说你是从天上来，要得到万国。
For the Father.
为着你的父。
All right, I'll give you all the world.
好吧，我就把万国都给你。
But you don't have to go that hard way of the death of the cross in order to get it. I'll show you a shortcut.
但是你不需要经过这么受苦来从十字架得到，我可以给你走短的路。
You just bow down to me and I'll give it to you. That's an easier way.
你只要拜我就给你，这是不是很容易吗？
So what was really the temptation there?
这边什么试探？
The temptation was again, avoid the way of the cross and try and accomplish God's purposes without the cross.
一试探呢，就是说避开十字架，要遵守，要得到神的旨意。但是却不要走是这条的路。
Jesus gave the same reply, "Get behind me, Satan."
所以耶稣再一次说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
So we learn the same thing.
我们再学到同样的功课。
The voice that offers me a shortcut and tells me to avoid the way of the cross is the voice of the devil.
如果这个声音告诉我走短路，并且避开十字架，这个是撒旦的声音。
Here, Satan came directly to Jesus.
这边撒旦直接来到主那边。
In Matthew 16, he came through Peter.
在马太16章，他是借着彼得。
Satan may come directly to us, or he may come through our fellow believers.
撒旦也许有时直接向我们来，有时是借着其他的信徒。
But the temptation to compromise and avoid the way of the cross is always the voice of Satan.
但是他要试探我们避开十字架，向他妥协。
Why?
这个声音一直是他从那边来的。
Why is that?
为什么这样？
Because we saw yesterday that it was on the cross that Satan was defeated.
因为在十字架上，撒旦被打败了。
That's what he fears.
他所害怕也是这个。
If I'm crucified with Christ,
如果我跟基督同钉十字架，
and I take up the cross and follow Jesus,
如果我背起十字架跟从主，
I'll overcome Satan too.
我就战胜了撒旦。
And if we build a church of people who decide to go this way,
如果我们的教会那些人是要决定这样走，
It'll be a church over which the gates of hell have got no power at all.
这个教会就会把阴间的权柄都打胜了。
So we see some things here in Matthew 16.
所以马太16章我们可以看到一
点。 For the first time Jesus spoke about the church.
耶稣第一次讲到教会。
And for the first time he spoke about his own cross.
第一次他讲到自己的十字架。
And for the first time he spoke about the cross on which the disciples also had to die.
那第一次他讲到门徒也要受死的十字架。
We can put it like this.
我们可以这样说。
That Jesus was saying, this law of the cross is the law for building the body of Christ.
耶稣就是说十字架的力就是建造基督身体的力。
We considered the law of faith and the law of humility.
我们也讲到信心的力，我们也讲到谦卑的力。
Here's another law.
这边是另外一个律。
It's described in John 12:24.
在约翰12章24节这边形容。
It's a law of God.
是神的力。
What does the law of faith teach us?
信心的力告诉我们什么？
According to your faith, be it unto you.
照你的信心，照完成全。
The law of humility taught us that God gives his grace to the humble.
谦卑的这个力乃是神赐恩给谦卑的人。
And that God will exalt us and lift us up only if we humble ourselves.
如果我们谦卑的话，自卑神就使我们能够升高。
Now here's what the law of the cross teaches us.
这边十字架力教训我们。
John 12:24.
约翰十二章二十四节。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
Now there are many ways in which Christians have tried to bear much fruit.
很多基督徒他用各种方法来结果子。
People try to bear much fruit by activity.
有些人用各种的活动来产生果子。
But that's not the way Jesus spoke of here.
但是耶稣并不是这样的意思。
And people are always, believers are always trying to think up of new plans to produce much fruit.
很多信徒他要想出很多计划来结果。
We want to bring much fruit for God in Singapore.
我们要在新加坡为神带很多果子，结很多果子。
What is the way?
什么方法?
There are always new methods and new ways to serve God.
用新的方法、新的方式来服侍他。
All types of new audiovisual aids for spreading the gospel.
用各种各样新式的媒介来传福音。
New electronic instruments to help the spread of the gospel.
用新的电子仪器来传福音。
New methods discovered in America and exported to the East.
从美国所发现的新方法来传到东方来。
But there's still nothing better than the method Jesus spoke in John 12:24.
但是还是耶稣基督十二章二十四节所讲的才是对的。
In any part of the world,
在所有世界任何一部分
in any time,
任何一个时间
if you want to bring much fruit,
如果你要结果子
there's one way,
只有一个方法
that's the law of the cross.
就是十字架的律
You've got to fall into the ground and die.
你必须要落在地里然后死了。
You know what that means?
这是什么意思?
Think of a little grain of wheat.
你想一粒麦子。
It falls down.
落下来。
It goes down like Jesus.
好像耶稣这样落下。
Covered.
被掩盖。
Trampled by men.
被人所践踏。
Hidden from the eyes of men.
然后在人面前遮盖了。
And in secret under the earth.
在地上很秘密的。
It dies and cracks open.
然后他死了。但是也打开来
and no human eye sees it dying.
没有人看到他的
no human eye sees that corn of wheat dying.
没有人看到他在地里死了
God alone
只有神
sees that corn of wheat dying there.
只有神看到那个麦子在那边死
and God rewards that corn of wheat by it multiplying into 100 corns of wheat.
然后神赏赐这个麦子使他结出一百倍的麦子出来。
And that's what God does for us too.
神也是这样在我们身上做这样的工。
We go down.
我们下去。
And hidden from the eyes of men.
人所看不到。
In secret before God.
在神面
前。
在暗中在神那边。
We die.
我们死了。
Inwardly. Inwardly.
我们在里面死了。
And God who sees it.
而神看到。
Rewards us
就赏赐我们
by giving us much fruit.
然后使我们结出更多的籽粒。
That's what Jesus said was the law for building the church against which the gates of hell would never prevail.
耶稣讲到建造教会然后可以胜过地间的阴间的权柄。
That grain of wheat first of all referred to Jesus himself.
这粒麦子起初乃是讲到耶稣自己。
He was that first corn of wheat that fell into the ground and died.
他乃是那粒跌在地里死了的麦子。
And now he calls us to go the same way.
然后他要我们跟他走一同样的路。
And I'll tell you something,
我跟你说
it's impossible to build a church as the body of Christ if we don't gather together people on this basis.
如果我们的信徒不是这样做的话就不可能建造基督的身体教会。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们翻开以弗所书第二章。
It's a very beautiful passage here.
这边有一个很美好的这一间章节。
It says here,In verse 13, that through the blood of Christ, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus.
十三节，你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
For he is our peace.
因为他是使我们得和睦。
And he has made both these groups into one.
他把两下合而为一。
And broke down the dividingwall, the barrier of the dividing wall.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And he has abolished in his flesh the enmity.
他用自己的身体废掉冤仇。
In the last part of verse 15, it says, of the two, he has made one new man.
十五节最后一部分说到将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
And reconciled these two groups
成就了和睦。
In one body to God through the cross.
在这个借着十字架灭了仇敌。
And by the cross, he put to death the enmity.
归为一体然后与神和好
That's the church
这个就是教会
One body
一个身体
The Jews and the Gentiles
犹太人跟外邦人
Two opposite type of people
两种相反的 种族
It's very difficult for opposite type of people to become one
两相对的种族很难成为一体
But here it says Jesus made them one on the cross
但是这边耶稣说他使他们两下 在十字架上归而为义。
Together, he presents them, verse 16, as one body to God.
然后他把他们归为一体，献给神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Jesus Christ is not going to present millions of saved souls to the Father.
耶稣不，基督不是把很多几百好千千万万的这个得救的灵魂献给父神。
It says here he's going to present one body to the Father.
这边说他要把一个身体献给父神。
Not millions of individuals who've been converted.
不是所有得救的一个好
，but
多百万的。
One body.
只有一个身体。
That's why an evangelism that converts individuals and leaves them as individuals is not according to the will of God.
所以在布道会，如果把一个个人使他得救，然后让他单独的，这个不是神的话。
When individuals are converted, they've got to be brought together and made into one body to be presented to God.
如果有人得救了，需要把他带进身体来，然后一同献给神。
It's easy to sit as individuals.
很容易来使个人得救。
But when we sit as individuals,It's a Jewish synagogue, not the body of Christ.
但是这个是犹太人会堂的习惯，并不是基督的身体所这样子。
That's an Old Testament church.
这个是旧约的教会。
In the New Testament church, it's one body.
新约的教会乃是一体。
Now you know that there's a lot of difference between a big pile of bricks and a building.
一大堆的砖石跟一个建筑物是很不同的。
So many bricks are like a congregation.
很多砖石是像一个会众。
But when those bricks are put next to each other and joined together, you have a building.
如果把这些砖石把它放在一起，然后就可以建成一个建筑物。
And the church is called here in verse 21, a building.
在这个二十一节讲到教会乃是一个建筑房屋。
It's not a pile of bricks.
不是一堆的砖石。
A building.
是一个建筑物。
Some people sometimes accuse us of stealing their sheep.
有些人有时候他们说我们把他的羊偷掉了。
I say, I'm not afraid of anybody stealing anybody from our assembly.
我说我不怕人家把我们的教会里面的羊偷掉。
Because I'm not afraid of anyone stealing a brick from this building.
因为我不怕人家来这边建筑里面偷一块砖头。
If my assembly there back home was just a pile of bricks,Then I'll have to watch it day and night, lest somebody come and steal a brick from here.
如果我的叫礼拜堂乃是一堆的砖头，我晚上就要看有没有人来偷。
And when I'm not looking, somebody will steal a brick.
因为我不注意看，人家会偷去。
And that's how you find somebody going off to some other church.
所以有些人就去别的教会了。
But if those bricks are put into a building, there's no danger of anybody stealing any brick from here.
如果这些砖头联络得合适的话。就没有人可以偷去。
That is the body of Christ.
这个是基督的身体。
But to be put next to each other is a problem.
但是如果要联络起来乃是一个问题。
Because there is an enmity between us.
因为我们之间有这个仇冤仇。
Not just between the Jews and the Gentiles.
不单是外邦人跟犹太人有冤仇。
Even between the Jews and the Jews.
就算犹太人跟犹太人也有冤仇。
And between the Indians and the Indians and the Chinese and the Chinese.
印度人跟印度人，中国人跟中国人也有冤仇。
Why?
为什么？
Because we've got a flesh.
因为我们有肉体。
That's why you find husbands and wives quarrel.
所以有夫妻也会吵架。
They're supposed to be one.
他们本来是合一体。
And they really think they're going to have a glorious time the day they get married.
他们在结婚的时候以为他们要过着荣耀生活。
Very soon, within one or two weeks, there's friction.
那么一个礼拜两个礼拜就有那个冲突了。
Because there is a dividing wall that comes between them.
因为他们中间有一段墙隔开。
Because of their flesh.
因着他们的肉体。
A flesh in which dwells nothing good.
这肉体并无良善。
Says here in verse 15, there's an enmity in the flesh.
这边十五节说，在身体里面有冤仇。
And verse 16 says that enmity was put to death by Jesus on the cross.
十六节说到十字架上把这个冤仇灭了。
Now, if I want to be one with this brother,
如果我要跟这个弟兄合一，
there's an enmity in my flesh that I have to put to death.
我的身肉体的冤仇就要把它灭掉。
And there's an enmity in his flesh that he has to put to death.
他身肉体的冤仇也要灭掉。
Otherwise we can never be one.
不然的话我们就不会合一起来。
We'll be like a pile of bricks sitting together in a hall.
我们就像这个 坐在礼堂里面，但是像一堆乱瓷砖。
And a whole lot of people sitting in a hall listening to one person up in front is not much different from a cinema theater.
让一堆人在这边来听传道人讲，跟在戏院里面并没有什么不同。
Because there also a whole lot of people sit and watch a performance up in the front.
因为他们也坐在那边看前面的人在表演。
There's no relationship between the people sitting together in that theater.
但是在观众们之间并没有关系，没有连带关系。
But the body of Christ, the church, is not to be like that.
但是基督的身体教会并不是这样。
Each is related to the other.
每一个人都有联络。
And another thing,
另外一件事，
in the body of Christ, we don't have special friends.
在基督的身体，我们没有一个特别的、特殊的朋友。
This hand doesn't have any special friends in the body.
这个手在身体上没有一个特殊的朋友。
It's friends with all the members of the body.
它跟所有的肢体都要好。
And that's how it is in the body of Christ.
所以基督身体也是这样。
Now you see, our nature is such we like to join with those who are just like us.
我们的性情乃是我们喜欢跟那些性情投合的在一起。
If I'm the intellectual type, I like to mix with the intellectual type.
如果我是知识分子，我就要跟知识分子在一起。
If I'm a graduate, I like to mix with the graduates.
我是大学毕业生，我就要找大学毕业生。
If I'm a simple type, I like to mix with the simple type of people.
我是单纯的，我就跟单纯的人做要好。
And in India, we find people gathered together on the basis of language.
在印度，有人是因着语言来在一起。
And community, they all belong to the same community.
他们同样是属于一个团体。
Like these, there are many dividing walls between people.
像这样，他们在各每一个人就有一些隔断的墙在他们当中。
On the cross, Jesus has destroyed all these dividing walls.
但是在十字架上，主耶稣就把所有的隔断的墙都灭了。
There is nothing that need come today between me and my wife.
我跟我太太之间不可以有隔断的墙。
There is nothing that need come between me and my brother.
我的跟弟兄之间不可以有隔断的墙。
If I have understood the way of the cross.
如果我明白十字架的道理。
And that is to fall into the ground and die.
就是要掉在土里死了。
Then there will be fruit in our relationship.
然后我们的关系就会结果。
Jesus said in Luke 9:23,
耶稣在这个路加九章二十三节怎么说？
If anyone wanted to come after him,
如果要跟从他的，
he said this,
对他怎么这样说？
If anyone wants to come after me,
如果有人要跟从我，
and that applies to all of us,
就是我们每一个人。
If we want to come after Jesus, this is the only way.
如果我们要跟从主，这个是唯一的路。
Let him deny himself.
让他舍己。
And take up his cross daily and follow me.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
To deny myself means to put myself in the last place.
舍己就是我把自己放在最小的地位。
Not to put myself in the first place like all the children of Adam do.
不是说要把自己放在首位，好像所有亚当子孙都要这样。
But to put myself in the last place, like we considered yesterday.
就是要把自己坐在末位，好像我们昨晚所说的。
And then,
然后
，What should I do?
我应该怎么样
？Take up my cross daily.
天天背起十字架。
When I was a young Christian,
当我比较年轻的信徒的时候
，I just got converted.
我刚刚得救。
They told me, the other believers there in the assembly,
其他的信徒就告诉我
there are four things you must do.
他说你必须要做四样事。
You must read your Bible every day.
每天读经。
You must pray every day.
每天祷告。
You must come to the meetings.
要聚会。
And you must witness for Christ.
你要见证。
These are the four most important things.
这四个是最主要的事。
These are good things.
这些是好事。
But I'll tell you something that may surprise some of you.
但是我要告诉你，你可能会惊奇。
There's no verse in the Bible which says that I must read the Bible every day.
圣经里没有一句话说到我要每天读圣经。
That's a good habit, but there's no command like that.
这个是好习惯，但是没有叫我一定要这样做。
There's no verse which says I must pray every day.
没有一个圣经说我每天要祷告。
Says I must pray always.
他说我要常常祷告。
But there's no verse which says I must pray for so many minutes every day.
没有圣经说我一天要祷告多少分钟。
That's a good habit.
这是好习惯。
But it's not written anywhere in the scriptures.
圣经却没有这样记。
It's good to witness to other people every day, but there's no verse that says I must do it every day.
我们可以当然天天去见证当然是好，但是圣经并没有这样告诉我们。
But the one thing that Jesus said we must do every day, nobody told me to do.
但是有 耶稣说每天要做的，却没有人告诉我要做。
What was that?
这是什么
？Jesus said you got to die every day.
耶稣说你要天天死。
I wish 25 years ago somebody had taught me that as a young Christian.
我真是盼望在25年前有人这样来告诉我。
That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说。
If anyone wants to come after me, there's one thing he's got to do every day.
如果有人要跟从我，他必须要每天做这样的事。
That means 365 days of the year, every day I've got to do this if I want to follow Jesus.
就是一年365天，我天天要这样做，如果要跟从耶稣。
Here it is in verse 23.
就是23节说的。
To take up my cross daily.
天天背起十字架。
If I do that,
如果我这样做
and you do that,
如果你这样做
we can build the body of Christ together.
我们就一同建造基督的身体。
And then I can follow him.
然后我就可以跟从他。
Take up my cross,
背起十字架。
And follow him.
而跟从他。
Now comes the big question.
然后现在有一个大问题。
If I have to take up my cross and follow him, then he must also have taken up his cross before me.
如果我是要背起十字架来跟从他，他也需要背起他十字架来走到前面。
To follow him means to walk in the same footsteps that he walked in.
因为跟从他乃是跟着他的脚步而行。
And he can't tell me to take up a cross if he doesn't have a cross himself.
如果他自己没有十字架，他根本就不可以叫我背他十字架。
Some people say we've got to take up Jesus' cross.
有些人说我们必须背耶稣的十字架。
No, just read it carefully.
并不是这样，你要小心读。
It says we've got to take up our own cross.
这边说我们要背起我们自己的十字架。
Jesus took his cross.
耶稣他背他的十字架。
I've got to take mine.
我背我的十字架。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思？
That's a very important question to understand this.
这个要领会它要非这个是非常大的重要的问题。
Then only I can follow in his footsteps.
这样我才可以跟从他的脚步。
Now there's a lot of difference between admiring Jesus and following him.
如果要欣赏耶稣跟跟从他，这是很不同的。
For example,
举一个例子。
We know that Jesus, when they spat on his face and pulled the hairs from his face, he never said anything. He loved them in return.
如果有人打耶稣的右脸，或者跟他脸上的这个毛发拉一下，他也不会怎么样，他还跟爱他们。
And even when they unjustly tried him and crucified him, he said, "Father, forgive them."
就算有人不公平的审判他，把他钉死十字架，他说：“父啊，赦免他们。
”That's wonderful.
这是好的。
And I can sit and meditate on that.
我可以在那边坐坐默想。
I say, "Lord, how wonderful."
我说主啊，这太好了。
Oh, how much you loved.
哦，你多爱我。
And that's good.
好。
I admire him.
我欣赏他。
But I must realize that I've also got to follow him.
我羡慕他，但是我必须也要跟从他。
That if somebody spits on my face, I've got to react in the same way as Jesus did.
如果有人向我吐口水，我也是需要像耶稣这样。
That if someone treats me unjustly, I've got to behave just like Jesus did.
有人以不公平的态度对待我，我也像耶稣这样。
That whatever other people may do to me, I must forgive them.
如果有人对我行恶，我必须赦免他。
Then we won't be complaining so much about the way other people are treating us.
我们就不会一直埋怨怎么样人怎么样不公平对待我。
I remember when somebody was complaining to me about the way other people were treating him.
有一次有人来向我投诉说有人对他不好。
So I asked him, I said, "Brother, have they crucified you yet?"
我说弟兄啊，他有没有指你？上十字架。
No, he said, they haven't crucified me yet.
他说他还没有钉我十字架。
Oh, I said, well, then you got a long way to go because they crucified Jesus.
我说啊，你的路还远，因为他们已经把耶稣钉十字架。
And he never complained.
他从来不埋怨。
About the way other people treated him.
人家对他不好。
And here, we've got a few mosquito bites and we're complaining.
这边我们给蚊子咬几下，我们就埋怨起来。
It's amazing how little things we complain about.
我们很奇怪的一点小事叫埋怨。
That's because we haven't understood the way of the cross.
因为我们对十字架之道还不领会。
Jesus never complained when other people treated him evil.
如果有人对耶稣行恶，他从来也不埋怨。
And when we take up the cross, we have no complaints against people.
如果我们背起十字架，对人我们也不再。
I can say this by the grace of God.
我可以靠着神的恩典这么说。
Now for some years.
很多年来
I have no complaints against any human being.
我对人没有埋怨。
I have seen the way of the cross.
我已经看到十字架的路。
And when you see the way of the cross, all your complaints disappear.
你一看到十字架的路，你就不再
No more complaints against people.
不再对人埋怨.
But if I'm only admiring Jesus,
如果只是羡慕耶稣,
then I think of how he lived, but I never think that I have to follow him in that way.
我只是想他怎么样过日子, 我却不愿意跟从他.
And part of the reason for this is this,
这边有一点理由是这样,
that I always have subconsciously a feeling that it's not really possible for me to follow Jesus.
因为我心里时常有这样的想法, 说, 我, 跟从耶稣是不可能的事。
I say, well, he was God.
他已经去了。
And there are a lot of things he could do which I can't do.
他是神, 他可以做很多事, 但是我却不能做。
That's true.
这是真的。
We know that he is God, that's why we pray to him and worship him.
我们知道他是神, 所以我们向他祷告, 我们敬拜他。
We honor him equally with the Father.
我们,
we honor him equally with the Father.
我们把他对天父一样的, 同样尊敬。
But,
但是,
when he walked on this earth,
他在世上行走的时候,
it says in Hebrews 2:17,
在希伯来书2章17节这么说,
he was made in all things just like his brethren.
他在各样事上都跟他的弟兄一样的被造。
It's an amazing verse.
这是很奇妙的话。
He wasn't made like all the children of Adam.
他不是像亚当的子孙这样被造,
but he was made like us, his born again brethren.
他是像我们这些重生的弟兄这样的被造。
In how many things?
在什么事情上?
Hebrews 2:17 says, in all things.
在希伯来书2章17节说, 在凡事上。
And there I need to re-educate my mind according to the teaching of Scripture.
所以我必须要再把我的思想放在教, 圣经的教训里面,
that he came to this earth made like me in all things.
他来到世界上, 在凡事上跟我相同。
Otherwise, he could not be an example for me to follow him.
不然的话, 他就不能成为一个榜样来给我跟从。
Otherwise, it's no use telling me to follow him.
不然的话, 他叫我跟从他也没有用。
You see, for example,
啊, 我们可以打个比方,
if an angel from heaven comes to this earth to teach me how to swim,
如果一个天使从天上来到世上叫我游泳,
and he takes me to the swimming pool,
把我带到游泳池,
and he flies across the swimming pool from one side to the other,
他在游泳池上面从一边飞到另外一边,
and he says to me, follow me,
他说跟从我,
and I get into the pool and I go down,
然后我就到游泳池去, 我下了水里,
I say, I can't follow you.
我说我不能跟从你,
because when I go here, I'm pulled down.
因为我下去我就向下了。
You're not pulled down.
你却没有向下。
The law of gravity doesn't work on you.
这个地心吸力对你没有效力。
You're an angel.
你是天使。
All I can do is sit by the side of the pool and admire you as you go up and down.
我只能在游泳池旁边坐坐来看你怎么样飞来飞去。
But I can't follow you.
并不能学你。
But supposing that angel could take upon himself a body like mine and be pulled down by the law of gravity like I am,
如果这个天使能够像我有这样的身体, 并且地心吸力也可以把它拉下来,
then when that angel gets into the pool, he's going down.
如果他下到游泳池, 他也是向下,
and then he swims.
然后他游,
and he teaches me.
他就叫我,
put your hands like this and your legs like this.
你把手这样做,
see what I'm doing?
看我怎么样做,
now follow me.
来跟从我,
and I say, yes, now I can follow you.
我就说, 是的, 现在我可以学你,
you're facing the same pull downwards that I'm facing.
因为你跟我同样的, 有, then, 你可以被拉下,
then I can do what he did.
He's
overcome that law of gravity in the water.
你所做的我也可以做, 就是一同把这个地心吸力,
and that's how it was the Son of God.
这个神的儿子也是这样,
if he had come here,
如果他来,
and never felt the pull of temptation that we feel every day,
如果他没有像我们这样凡事受试探,
he could never be an example for me.
他也不能成为我们的榜样。
I could say, Lord, I can admire your life, but I can never follow it.
我可以说主啊, 我很羡慕你的行事为人, 但是我却不能跟从你。
But if he could feel the pull of temptation that I feel downwards every day,
但是如果他可以把受试探像我每天被拉下这样的感觉,
and he overcame it,
他也得战胜了,
then he can be an example for me.
他就可以成为我的榜样。
That's why we read he was made like his brethren in all things.
所以这边说他凡事跟他弟兄相同。
Then in chapter 4 verse 15 it says,
在第4章15节也这么说,
that he was tempted in all points just like we are.
他也凡事受过试探, 跟我们一样。
It says, we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
这边说我们的大祭司并不是不能体恤我们。
Now if Jesus could not feel the pull of temptation, he could not sympathize with our struggle in temptation.
如果耶稣受试探不跟我们一样的感觉，他就不能够使我们感觉到我们所受的。
Just like that angel could not sympathize with the law of gravity pulling me down.
不能同情我们，就好像这天使，他不能够同情我们一样。
But because Jesus came like me, one of his brethren in every way.
但是耶稣在各方面都跟他的弟兄们相同。
And he was tempted how?
他怎么样被试探？
It says here exactly like me. All points.
凡事上。
And he didn't drown in that pool.
但是他并没有溺死在池里。
He overcame.
他折胜了。
He overcame that downward pull.
他胜过这个向下拉的力。
And there...He tells me,
然后他就告诉我,
follow me.
跟从我。
For 15 years of my Christian life,
我做基督徒15年的时
候, I used to sing,
我时常唱,
follow, follow, I will follow Jesus.
跟从跟从我要跟从耶稣。
Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow him.
无论在哪里在什么地方我都跟从他。
But I never knew what it was to follow.
但是我并不知道怎么样跟从。
Where do I follow?
我怎么样跟从。
I didn't understand.
我并不领会。
It was just a nice chorus to sing.
这个是很好的诗歌。
And you have a nice feeling when you think that you're following Jesus.
你感觉到你跟从耶稣，你感觉很美。
But it wasn't practical in life.
但是在生活上并不实际。
Till one day God opened my eyes to see this truth.
然后一天神打开了眼睛，看到真理。
He was made like his brethren in all things.
他在凡事上跟他弟兄相同。
And he was tempted like me in all points.
他跟我一样，凡事也受试探。
I said, praise God.
我说感谢主。
Then, if he could overcome, I can also overcome.
他能得胜，我也能得胜了。
Then, in the moment of temptation,
然后在我受试探的时候
say if I'm tempted to lust,
如果我是要有一念了
in my thoughts,
在我的思想上
I can say,
我就可以说
Lord Jesus,
主啊
You were also tempted like this when you were on the earth.
你在世上也是跟我一样受这样的试探。
Exactly like I'm being tempted right now.
就像我现在受试探一样。
And I see how you must have fought it.
我也看到你怎么样的
you
抵挡它。
Put that desire to death.
你把这个一念灭亡灭掉。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
Now Lord.
主啊,
Here I am your disciple.
现在我这边做
一个门徒。I also want to take up my cross at this particular moment.
我现在就要背起这十字架。
And in the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后照着圣灵的权柄。
Put this lust to death.
把这个一念消除。灭亡灭掉。
Then I can follow Jesus.
然后我就可以跟从耶稣。
But in that moment when I'm tempted to lust.
但是如果在那个我受试探要产生一念的时候。
No believers watching me.
没有人看我。
And I lust with my eyes.
我就有这个眼目的情欲出现
then I come to the meeting,
然后我就来这个教堂
I say, follow, follow, I will follow anywhere.
我就唱说我要跟穷跟穷到处跟穷
It's just a lot of rubbish.
这是一堆的垃圾
Because out there in the street, when I was tempted, I didn't follow Jesus.
这是废话因为在那边我并没有跟从耶稣
And out some other place when I was temptedI got irritated instead of dying to myself and following Jesus there.
在另外一个地方我受试探的时候我生气了就不像耶稣这样。
So I've come to see it's a wonderful thing to follow Jesus.
所以我看到要跟从耶稣是很好的事。
In this area.
在这一方面。
In the area of temptation.
在受试探这方面。
And we're tempted in so many ways.
我们很多地方受试探。
If you have children like I have.
如果你有像我这样有孩子。
I have four boys.
我也是个男孩
As they've grown up,
他们长大
I've been tremendously tempted through them.
我就看到我实在受很大的试探
Tempted to be irritated and to be impatient.
时常要很生气时常没有耐心
If you're parents, you know what I mean.
如果你是家长你知道我的心情是怎么样
They do all types of things in the house.
在家里有很多事
And I'm tempted.
我就受了试探
To get irritated.
要生气
To beat them in anger.
要很震怒地打他们。
And I say, Lord Jesus.
我说主啊。
You were tempted.
你也是受试探。
You didn't have the same circumstances as me.
你没有跟我同样的这个处境。
You didn't have a home and children like I have.
你没有像我这样有孩子有一个家。
But you were also tempted to be irritated with people like I'm being tempted right now.
但是人也是这样的试探你要给你生气像我现在这样。
And Lord Jesus, you were faithful.
主啊你是忠心的。
You never gave in to that temptation.
你对于这个试探从来不妥协。
You fought it and put it to death.
你抵挡它消灭它。
Now Lord, here I am.
主啊我在这里。
I want to follow you.
我要跟从你。
I want to take up my cross here.
我要背起我的十字架。
There's something in me that wants to get irritated with my children.
我这边心里有一个要跟孩子们生气。
I'm going to, through the power of the Spirit, put that to death.
我要借着圣灵把它消灭。
And victory becomes a reality in our life.
然后我们的得胜就在生命中成为实在。
There's no victory without taking up the cross.
如果没有背十字架就不会得胜。
It's by dying that we overcome.
我们要死才得胜。
That's how Jesus overcame.
这就是耶稣怎么样得胜。
It says in Hebrews chapter 12,
希伯来书十二章他这样说。
Verse 3 and 4,
第四、第三、第四节。
Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
And you have not yet, verse 4,resisted to the point of blood, shedding blood in your striving against sin.
第四节，你们跟罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Jesus strove against sin.
耶稣他对抗这个罪恶。
How far did he strive against sin?
他怎么样到什么地步
？To the shedding of blood.
一直到流血的地步。
And here it says,
这边说
，You haven't striven against sin like that.
你跟罪恶相争也没有到这样的地步。
You're tempted to lust.
你会试探，会产生一念。
You resist it two or three times.
你一次、两次、三次的抵挡。
And the fourth time you give in to the lust.
第四次你就不抵挡了。
No, you haven't resisted to the point of shedding blood.
你并没有抵挡到流血的地步。
But Jesus was different.
但是耶稣就不同。
He strove against sin till blood.
他跟罪恶相争，一直到流血。
He never sinned.
他也不犯罪。
And now God has come to give us grace.
现在神给我们恩典。
So that we also can strive to sin against sin to blood.
我们也可以跟罪恶相争直到流血的地步。
Jesus strove against sin unto shedding blood.
耶稣跟罪恶相争直到流血。
And that's my example in this verse.
这个是我在这一节的。
And so, this law of the cross applies to temptation.
所以这个十字架的十字架的力乃是讲到试探。
I see that the way to purity is through the cross.
我要洁净就是要经过十字架。
That was not possible in the Old Testament because there was no taking up the cross in the Old Testament.
在旧约根本不可能，因为旧约没有背十字架这个经历。
That's a New Testament command.
这个是新约的命令。
And now I can follow Jesus in this way and overcome temptation like he did.
现在我可以跟从耶稣，像他这样的来得胜。
Hebrews 4:16 says,
希伯来书四章十六节这么说
We can come to the throne of grace,
我们可以来到施恩宝座
and get grace to help us,
得到这个恩典作为帮助
Let's read Hebrews 4:16.
四章希伯来四章十六节
Let's draw near to the throne of grace.
让我们四章十六节，让我们坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前
And at the throne of grace, you get two things.
在施恩宝座前你得到两样东西
Many haven't read this verse carefully.
很多人没有小心地读
Just read it carefully.
你小心地去读
What's the first thing that we get at the throne of grace?
我们在施恩宝座前第一样得到什么
You know what it is?
是什么
Mercy.
怜恤
You know what mercy means?
你知道什么是怜恤
The forgiveness of all my past sins.
我所有过去的罪得到赦免
Well, we all need that.
我们都这样需要
Oh, how we need that.
我们都需要这个
mercy.
怜恤
Jesus didn't need that because he never sinned.
耶稣不犯罪他也不需要这个
But we need it.
我们却需要
Jesus never needed mercy.
耶稣不需要怜恤
But we need it.
我们需要
Because we have sinned.
因为我们犯罪
And we can come and receive forgiveness for all the past.
我们可以来为这过去的罪恶得到赦免
But that's not the end.
但是这不是完了。
After we receive mercy, what's the next thing we receive?
我们得到怜恤之后，还得到什么？
Says there.
这边说。
We can find grace to help us in our time of need.
我们可以蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
we can put it like this.
我们可以这样说。
Mercy is related to the past.
怜恤乃是跟过去有关。
Grace is related to the future.
恩典是跟将来有关。
Mercy is for forgiveness from sin.
怜恤是为着赦免的罪。
From the guilt of my past sin.
我过去的罪。
Grace is to help me in the future when I'm tempted to sin again.
恩典乃是如果将来被试探要犯罪，那是为着将来。
If I come to the throne of grace,
如果来到宝殿宝座
，receive only mercy,
我只是得到怜恤
，I haven't fulfilled God's purpose fully.
神的旨意就没有完全在我身上。
That's only half the gospel.
只是半个福音。
Mercy, that's like the one eye open of the blind man.
就好像那个一个眼睛被 打开的那个瞎子一样。
But the Lord wants to give us some more.
神要给我们多。
Not only mercy, but grace.
不单是怜恤，而且是恩典。
That's for the future.
是为着将来。
He doesn't want me to always live on mercy alone.
他不要我一直在活在怜恤之中。
That's good.
这是好的。
But that's not enough.
但是还不够。
I need grace.
我需要恩典。
To help me in my time of need.
在我需要的时候。来帮助我。
There's a beautiful picture of this in Peter walking on the water.
彼得在 水面上这样走的时候就表现出来了。
Jesus walking on the water is a miracle.
耶稣走在水面上是奇迹。
But Peter walking on the water is a greater miracle.
但是彼得能够行在水中更大的奇迹。
Jesus could overcome sin and walk triumphantly. That's wonderful.
耶稣能够得胜罪恶并且能够能够得胜，这是好的。
But the message for me is that Peter also can walk like that if he has faith.
但是我得到的信息呢，是彼得如果有信心，他也能够走在水面上。
And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come.
彼得说，主啊，如果是你叫我来。
And I say, Lord, if you can help me to walk, call me out and I'll come.
我也可以说，主啊，如果能够帮助我，叫我，我来。
And the Lord says, come.
主说来。
And you can walk like me.
你可以像我一样行走。
Peter had faith for that.
彼得有这样的信心。
Do you have faith for that?
你有没有这样的信心？
Or will you sit in the boat of unbelief?
你是不是
saying, no, I must think about this. This is risky. This is dangerous. So many things.
你是不是还在信心动摇说这是很危险我不要这样做。
If the Lord has said come, why do we have to sit anymore and discuss it?
如果主说来为什么我们要等在那边讨论。
The Lord says come, follow me.
主说来跟从我。
Peter stepped out.
彼得就走下来。
And he walked.
就走。
Miracle. He could walk.
他能够走。
He didn't sink.
他不唱歌乃是奇迹。
He overcame like Jesus overcame.
他跟主耶稣一样的得胜。
That's a beautiful verse in Revelation 3:21.
在启示录三章十一节有很美的话。
That if you overcome, as I overcame, you will sit with me on my throne.
如果你像我一样的得胜，你可以跟我一同坐在宝座上。
You know who was the first overcomer?
谁是第一个得胜者？
Jesus Christ.
耶稣。
And he says, now you can overcome as I overcame.
但是他说，现在你可以跟我一样得胜。
But then, Peter came into a time of need.
但是当彼得却来到他都要需要帮助的时候。
And the pressure of temptation was so much.
那个试探的压力很大。
And he was going to fall.
他要沉下来了。
And at the moment of need, he cried out,Lord, help me. Lord, save me.
当他需要帮助的时候，他就喊说：“主啊，拯救我。”
And what did Jesus do?
耶稣怎么样？
Immediately,
马上
he held him.
拉住他。
That's a picture of Hebrews 4:16.
这个就是希伯来书四章十六节的图画。
Grace, I told you grace is God's hand.
这个恩典，我说的恩典还是神的手。
Grace to help us in our time of need.
恩典在我们得帮助的时候，需要帮助的时候帮助我们。
You know Jude verse 24?
你知道犹大书二十四节。
Unto him who is able to keep us from falling.
那个使我不跌脚，不失脚的。
That's what he did for Peter.
他也是这样对彼得行。
He kept him from sinking.
他使他不会沉。
And now he comes to us.
然后他告诉我们。
And says, come to me.
跟我们说，跟从我。
Receive not only mercy but grace in your time of need.
在你需要帮助的时候，不但要怜悯，也要恩典。
And when the pressure of a lust becomes too much,
如果这个一念是在压得你很重
，like Peter,
好像彼得
，say Lord, it looks as if I'm going to sink into this sin now.
就要说主啊，我现在好像要沉下去了。
Save me,
拯救我。
I stretch out my hand in faith.
And
he stretches out his hand and holds me.
And Jude
24 is fulfilled.
然后犹大书24节就成全了。
He keeps me from falling.
他使我不失脚。
I say, Lord, give me grace to put this lust to death.
主啊,给我恩典,使我能够把这个淫乱弃掉。
The Lord gives me grace to put this lust to death.
然后主就给我恩典,使到没有这个淫念。
And in that particular moment, I have followed Jesus.
当那一个时刻,我就是跟从耶稣了。
1 hour later, I may be tempted again.
可能再过一点钟,我又被试炼了。
Another opportunity to follow Jesus.
另外一个机会又跟从耶稣了。
And then we can be tempted also through one another.
我们可以借助彼此也可以受试探。
We read in 1 John 3:16.
约翰一书
1 John 3:16. We all know John 3:16.
我们知道约翰3章16节。
We also need to know 1 John 3:16.
我们也需要知道约翰一书3章16节。
John 3:16 tells us about God's love for us.
约翰3章16节讲到神的爱。
1 John 3:16 tells us about our love for one another.
约翰一书3章16节是我们彼此的爱。
He says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us.
若为我们舍命,我们从此就知道何为爱。
And we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
How do I lay down my life for my brother?
我怎么样为弟兄舍命?
That when he does something that hurts me,
如果他因做一件事情伤害了我,
maybe he did it accidentally.
可能他是无心的,
or maybe he did it deliberately.
可能是故意的,
that's none of my business.
但是这不关我的事,
his motive, I'm not to judge.
我不管他的动机是什么,
but the fact is, he did something and I got hurt.
就是事实上他已经做了一些事情伤害了我。
My life, this Adamic life, has got hurt.
我这个亚当的生命受伤了。
What have I got to do?
我怎么办?
I've got to lay down my life for my brother.
我必须要为我的弟兄舍命。
That is love.
这就是爱。
In the love that Jesus had for me, there was a cross on which he died.
耶稣向我表示的爱, 是要死在十字架上。
In the love that I have for my brother, there must be a cross on which I die.
我对弟兄表示我的爱, 也必须要有十字架,
otherwise, otherwise, it is not the love of Christ.
不然的话,
it's easy to love a brother as long as he loves me.
如果他爱我,
then our love, my love is not tested.
我的爱就不会受过考验。
When he stops loving me, then my love is tested.
如果他不再爱我, 我的爱心就受考验。
When he hurts me, then my love is tested.
他伤害了我, 我的爱心就受考验。
And there's where I have the opportunity to take up the cross.
然后我就有机会背十字架。
Just like in the moment of temptation before God's face.
就好像在神的面前, 我们那个,
now,
时的受试探,
in our relationships with one another,
我们彼此之间的关系,
how can a husband and wife be one?
夫妻怎么样和为一体?
Only one way.
只有一个方法,
not two ways, one way.
只有一个方法, 不是两个方法。
In my love for my wife, there must be a cross on which I die.
我对妻子的爱必须有一个十字架, 我要被钉。
And in her love for me, she has to die.
她对我的爱也必须要死在十字架。
Then we can be one.
然后才和为一体。
When I find myself being tempted to think some not too good thought about her,
如果我受试探, 想到一些对她不大好的意念,
I have to die.
我必须舍命。
When there's something she does which doesn't exactly fit in with the way I want it done,
如果她所做的并不是说我所要她做的,
I have to die.
我也要舍命。
And we can be one.
然后才能和为一体。
If she dies and I die,
如果她也舍命, 我也舍命,
then there's peace.
就有和平, 和睦。
That's the way of unity.
这个是合一的,
that's the way between how two brothers can become one.
然后两个弟兄怎么样成为一体?
Each person has to die daily.
每一个人每一天都要舍命。
Now, if I get preoccupied with making sure that my wife is going to die,
如果我是想说我的妻子要死了,
then I've got it all wrong.
我也想不对。
It's not my business to find out whether she is faithful in dying to herself.
因为她死不死, 她忠心不忠心, 乃不是我的事。
I don't have to find out whether this brother is dying to himself faithfully or not.
因为这个弟兄, 要不要忠心舍命，我不必去找出来。
I have to see in relation to myself.
我必须要看我自己。
When a thought comes up in my mind,
如果我的里面有思想。
I remember once I was waiting for a brother,
有一次、
together we were to go out somewhere at some time.
有一次我在等一个弟兄，我们要一同出去。
And he didn't come at the right time.
他不准时来。
And the thought came to me,
我就想，
this brother does not know how to be punctual on time.
这个弟兄不会准时。
He's always late.
时常迟到。
But of course, I wouldn't say anything.
当然我口里不说。
If he had come later on and said, I'm sorry for being late, I'd have told him, oh, that's all right, brother, it's quite okay.
如果他迟来跟我道歉，我就说好，不要紧。
But in my thoughts, I wasn't too happy.
但是我的思想上并不很满意。
And the Lord rebuked me.
神就指责我。
The Lord said, you've got to die.
主说你要舍己啊。
Don't criticize your brother even in your thoughts.
在思想上也不可以论断你的弟兄。
If he's got a weakness in one area, help him.
如果他在某一方面软弱，要帮助他。
But don't criticize him in your thoughts and be a hypocrite and shake his hand when he comes.
不要在思想上在论断他，然后他来的时候又假冒为善。
And I learned,
跟他握手。
I learned a great lesson that day.
那天我学到一个很大的功课。
That God wanted unity between me and my brother, even in my thoughts.
神甚至要在我的思想上，也要跟我的弟兄合一。
That God wanted unity between me and my wife, even in my thoughts about her.
神在我跟我妻子的这个合一上，也要我在思想上想。
And the Lord showed me that is the standard of unity in the body of Christ.
耶稣也主也告诉我，这个是基督身体合一的标准。
That I don't even allow a bad thought against my wife to live in my mind.
我根本就在思想上也不可以对我妻子产生任何一个不好的念头。
Then, how can I avoid that?
我怎么样避免？
That when a thought comes up in my mind like that about my brother or my wife,
如果我这样的不好的念头对待妻子对待弟兄，
yeah, I can't prevent such thoughts coming up because I've got a flesh which is always tempting me.
我也没有办法避免它来，因为我这边有一个肉体。
But to say Lord Jesus,
但是我可以说主耶稣，
you were also tempted like me,
你也像我一样凡事受试，
and you never sinned,
你没有犯罪，
not even in your thoughts,
你在思想上也不犯罪。
Like Peter, Lord save me,
好像彼得我们说主啊救我。
Give me grace to put this dirty thought to death,
给我恩典把这个坏的念头消灭。
That is to take up the cross.
这个就是背十字架。
And when I put to death that thought against my brother, I take up the cross and die in my mind.
如果我把这个坏念头对弟兄的坏念头消灭，我就是背起十字架在思想上舍己。
Tomorrow I'm tempted in some other way with some other thought against another brother.
明天我又一次受试探，又对另外一个弟兄有坏念头。
And I die.
我又舍己。
I'm not saying we shouldn't help one another in our weaknesses.
我没有说我们在软弱上不应该彼此帮助。
But we've got to help one another by going directly to that person.
我们必须要直接到他的面前来帮助他。
Not by sitting and thinking all types of critical thoughts against the other.
不是在那边头脑上一直批评他。
And so if I'm faithful to die,
所以如果忠心要舍己
and follow Jesus here,
要在这方面跟从耶稣，
The Lord can make me one with my wife.
主就可以使我跟妻子成为一体。
He can make me one with the brothers and sisters.
他也可以跟我使我跟弟兄合为一体。
And the body of Christ will be built.
神的基督的身体就会被建造。
And the gates of hell will never be able to penetrate that.
阴间的权势也不会胜过他。
This is the secret.
这是秘密。
It's so simple.
很简单。
The law of the cross.
十字架的力。
In the moment of temptation,
在我们受试探的时候，
I have to fall into the ground and die and follow Jesus.
我必须落在土里死了，然后要跟从耶稣。
And in order to do that, I ask him for grace to help me.
我要得到他的恩典来帮助我这样做。
Thus, I overcome temptation.
我这样就得胜试探。
And thus I preserve the unity with my brothers and sisters in the bond of peace.
这样我就在和睦上跟弟兄能够合一起来。
And when I hear a voice,
当我听到声音
saying, no, you must stand up for your rights there.
你必须为自己争取。
If you keep giving in like that, he'll take advantage of you.
如果你一直让步，他会跟你讨便宜。
Whose voice is that?
是谁的声音?
Whose voice is that telling me to avoid the way of the cross?
谁的声音要我避免十字架的路?
Whether it comes directly or it comes through a precious brother like Peter.
不管是直接来的,或者是借助一个很可爱的弟兄彼得而来,
It's more dangerous when such voices come through precious brothers.
如果是一个可爱的弟兄那边来更加危险。
Get behind me, Satan!
撒旦退后!
I'm going to go the way Jesus went.
我要走耶稣所走的路。
The way of the cross.
十字架的路。
The Lord is seeking to gather together in the last days brothers and sisters who are gripped by this truth.
主要寻求的乃是弟兄姊妹被这样的真理所
who are convinced that Jesus Christ was made like them in all things.
他们知道,深信耶稣跟他们一样,
was tempted like them in all things. And who believe that by the grace which he gives them, they can follow him in the moments of temptation.
他们也相信,
this is the law for building the body of Christ.
这个是建造基督身体的律。
May the Lord give us revelation on it.
但愿主能够启示我们。
Consider what I say.
你们想一想我所说的。
May the Lord give us revelation.
求主启示我们。
Only the Holy Spirit can show us this way clearly.
只有圣灵可以清楚地指示我们。
He is the Spirit of truth.
他是真理的灵,
and He will lead us into all the truth. And if this is the truth,
如果这是真理,
it will set us free.
能够得使我们得自由,
and I see that's what it's done in my own life.
我也在我身上做了工,
and in our own relationships, in our fellowship back home in India,
在我们印度我们的交通,
it's brought freedom.
我们有自由,
the freedom to live in love with one another.
有自由能够在彼此在爱中长身,
the freedom to serve each other in humility. Freedom from lusts.
有得到不产生
freedom from anger and irritability.
不再生气,不再愤怒的自由.
The truth always sets us free.
真理时常使我们得自由.
Test every doctrine by that infallible test.
这一个不会 失败的考验,
truth will set you free.
真理使你的自由.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow before God.
让我们低头祷告.
Many of us have heard the word of God these past few days.
这几个晚上我们很多人听到神的声音.
And I believe the time has come for us to make a response in our hearts to God.
我相信这个时候我们应该是向神的话语有所表示.
To make a beginning.
要开始.
The cross has to be taken up daily.
我们必须每天背十字架.
You can't take up tomorrow's cross today.
我们不可以把明天, but 明天背今天的十字架.
But you can take a decision that you're going to go that way.
但是你可以决定你要走这条路.
I believe the Lord's waiting to see that response.
我相信主在等着你跟他有什么反应.
He's gathering together the wholehearted.
他要那些全新的,
Heavenly Father,
天父啊,
we pray that the Word of God will bring forth fruit in every life.
我们但愿神的话语能够在每一个人生命上有真理。
Lord, we pray that you'll open eyes and ears to see and hear the truth.
请你使我们的眼睛打开, 我们的耳朵也打开, 来听到, 来接受真理。
We humbly seek thee.
我们谦卑地寻求你。
Be glorified in the lives of those who are responding to your truth in these days.
把那些有心向你敞开真理的人在他们身上得到荣耀。
Father, hear our prayer.
父啊, 听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we ask.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.